It is 7:45 now. A historic day in Norway, if you listen to the radio. It's becoming the first country in the world to switch off its FM service. The switch-off begins today in the town of Bodø, and before the year is out, the whole country will be digital only, whether they like it or not. And according to the polls, many don't. And we, in this country, are heading the same way, aren't we? Well, Ford Ennals is the chief executive of Digital Radio UK, and he is in Norway as we speak. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John, from North Norway.
And are you there learning a lesson, as it were, finding out how to do it? Because we'll be doing it quite soon.
Well, exactly as you say, Norway's the first country in the world to end FM transition, and they're transitioning to a fully digital service. It's going to be in six stages over the next 12 months, so by the end of 2017, they will be fully digital. We're here to watch and observe. I mean, we launched digital radio in the UK at the same time as Norway. We at the same stage of development, same stage of take-up of digital radio, and they took a decision to accelerate this transition by setting a switch-over date. We haven't taken that decision yet, and I think we're operating on a more cautious basis, so we do believe we'll go fully digital, but we want it to be listener-led. So I believe it's at least 5 years away, but we're here to learn important lessons from Norway.
Could be a lot longer here, though, couldn't it? Because a lot of us simply do not like the idea. We like our FM. We don't want digital.
You know, John, the facts don't really bear that out. If you actually look at the Today Show, which is one of the most popular digital shows, almost 48% of your listeners are listening on digital. And we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years...
52% who are.
That's right. But what's happening, John, is that it's accelerating, because over the last 2 or 3 years, the BBC have built out coverage to equivalent to FM levels. We've launched many, many more national stations. So we're seeing a very strong surge in take-up of digital listening. So we do believe, and I think government and the broadcasters believe, that the future for radio in the UK is digital. But as I say, we want it to be listener-led. So we will complete that journey, but it's going to take some time.
Well, you can't be absolutely sure, can you? Because if you really mean it when you say it's going to be listener-led, because that acceleration you talked about, yes, it did accelerate quite sharply at the beginning, but it slowed down, hasn't it?
Quite the contrary. In the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen record listening growth.
Yes, indeed. But there has been, I'm not disputing that there's been an increase in the number of digital listeners. That's absolutely true. Hardly surprising, given the number of digital radios in the shops and all the rest of it. But nonetheless, the increase in the number of people who choose to use digital, and that's the important word, choose to use digital, has slowed down.
No, it hasn't. Digital radio, DAB radios are in almost 60% of homes now. They're in 90% of new cars. There's still a long way to go. Many cars don't have digital radio that are on the road. But basically, people like digital radio. In fact, they prefer digital radio because it offers many, many more stations. Depending on where you are in the UK, you can get 5 or 10 times more stations on digital than you can on FM. And FM, frankly, is full. We can't innovate. We can't launch new stations. So we need a digital future. If radio is going to stay robust and relevant in this multi-platform digital age.
I was talking to a colleague earlier this morning, a very experienced radio person, and said, which do you listen to at home? And she's got both sorts, obviously. And she said, well, FM is more reliable, isn't it? And that's what a lot of people think. You don't lose the signal. It suddenly vanishes on digital. It's so annoying.
You know, there have always been a great deal of work to be done to actually build more digital transmitters so that it is the same coverage, same reception experience as FM. And that's happened over the last 18 months. In fact, the BBC has built almost 200 digital transmitters to improve their national services. BBC, government, commercial radio have been cooperating on building out local DAB. So now it's a really much, much better experience than it was 2 or 3 years ago.
You've got 5 seconds to tell us when you can guarantee it will never break down. FM never does.
Once again, I think where there are transmitters in place, we have a very robust position. So I think that what will happen next is at the end of this year, we'll hit the 50% threshold government has set. Government will review the position and they'll make a decision. But I think what we do know is the future is digital.
Ford Ennals, many thanks.
It's now 7:58, time for Thought for the Day, and the speaker in our Cardiff studio this morning is Vishvapani, a member of the Triratna Buddhist Order. Good morning.
Good morning. When I was a kid, flinging insults around the playground,